Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Mouth!
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off.
Hey, what's up, Mouthing Off Nation? Welcome to another week of Mouthing Off. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with the best co-host in the radio business, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. How you doing, Patricia?
I'm doing great, Eddie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hey, prime and ready to go.
You got me, Eddie.
I need you to tell the 2 million fans that are listening each and every week to Mouthing Off where they need to vote for you on this contest coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, of course I can. So it starts Monday, October 10th, and you're going to go to Fab 40. I will post it on Patricia Summerlin page, on my Instagram page, and you can vote every day. You just find me under Patricia Summerlin. It's going to be out there over and over until November. I'd say the mid part of November, I think the voting ends, but you can vote for free every day. And if you want to, you know, add more votes, I think it's $1 a vote. So, you know, feel free. I would so much love it because it's 40 grand. But most importantly, it gives me a 2-page article in First Beauty magazine where I can discuss my story. Cancer survivor at this moment. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And to also share my story to get the word out to help others who are struggling with cancer currently and to get your colonoscopy and more on. And also Neeson Fund application and, you know, so much more, Eddie. I mean, I can go on, but a 2-page spread and also a spa-cation, which I could really use that massage, most definitely.
And you know something? I am so proud of you. Hey, the Mouthing Off Nation, you need to support my girl. She's the most beautiful girl on radio. She has a face for television, and that's why she's with Fast Eddie Mansfield. Because she's the most beautiful thing and the sweetest girl in the whole wide world. We're going to be talking about MLB. We're going to also talk about the NFL and a little bit of NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. Then we're going to go to that busted up J.J. Watt.
And when we come back, strap yourself in. Mouthing Off. We'll be right back.
Hey, jabronis. Mouthing Off will return.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet, the faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Like me, California. For Butch's Coffee. For EJ's Sandwich Shop. For Springfield Family Dental.
Every day, Staples helps every kind of small business create bold signs that sing. And now, get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Ends 12/31. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off. In the Mouthing Off Nation, I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my beautiful co-host, Patricia Summerlin, Sunny the California Girl. There's one thing about it. We're fixing to strap yourself in, and we're going to take a look at the National League Major League Baseball playoffs.
That's right. The MLB is on fire, Eddie. The Padres and the Blue Jays. Wow. That's incredible. Going to be a great, great powerhouse of players, I got to say.
And you know something? It's about, you know, when I look at things, it's about time for this. And the National League West, LA Dodgers, your LA Dodgers with a record of 110 wins and 48 losses own the best record in baseball and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs. They will play the San Diego Padres. 87 wins, 71 losses, and you know McDonald's used to own the San Diego Padres.
Yes.
That's how come their uniforms sucked. You know what I mean? They look that brown and yellow. They look like they were serving McDonald's,
right?
You know, on
that's
the field.
That's true. That's true. But they're a great team, though, and that's going to be a great game. But, you know, my Dodgers are number one, and they're staying number one. Good for the Dodgers. I'm super excited about this. San Diego Padres and the Dodgers, woo, both California teams.
Oh, that's going to
be
good.
That's going to be fire.
And, you know,
I'm so excited about that.
You know what's really, really, really special, Patricia, is that, you know, the LA Dodgers have home field advantage throughout the playoffs because they had the best record in baseball. So they all have to come to, you know where?
My Dodger Stadium.
Tavis Levine, right there in LA. To play
lovely LA, but you better hold on to your pocketbooks. You got to hold them tight because I'm just saying the outskirts are pretty rough.
Yeah, they got them water surgeons.
That's my
there.
Home. I was born and raised, not raised, but born. I got to quit saying born and raised. I was raised in La Crescenta where it's safe and lovely, but yeah.
Yeah, except at McDonald's.
Right. That's it, you know. And how about the New York Mets? 98 wins, 68 losses. And the Atlanta Braves, 98 wins and 59 losses. It's a slugfest, we got to say. And I like that. You know, since I'm a boxer, I like the slugfest thing. For the National League East, first place position. That is going to be amazing. And both of them have clinched the playoff berth. That's awesome.
Yeah. And what they're fighting for is really cool. You know, Patricia, they're fighting for home field advantage like the Dodgers have. You know, if the Braves can get it or the Mets can get it, it really turns everything upside down. Everybody has to come home to play the Mets or the Braves. But always remember, a couple years ago, when the Houston Astros played the Washington Nationals, every game that was played at home with the Nationals or the Astros were lost by the home team. So don't forget that there's always a monkey bro that can throw something in the mix. And that's what you want to be careful of.
Right. You know, and it's funny we talk about Monkey Bro, but, you know, ironically, there's a movie out called Bro, and I think it failed in the theaters called Bros. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it did. You know, the Monkey Bro I love is the Angels, you know, the little spider monkey.
That's right. You know, got to love those halos. I love my Angels too. And, you know, unfortunately, they're not highlighted here as we know. They just can't keep up with the Dodgers.
And you know, let me tell you something about the National League Central. The St. Louis Cardinals, 91 wins, 67 losses, are one of the hottest teams since the All-Star break. They clinched the division. And Albert Pujols, God bless him, man. He was with the Angels for many, many years,
right.
Patricia.
Yep, I recognize
And he left St. Louis and went with the Angels. And you know something? God bless him. He's one of the greatest players of all time. And he has hit 703 career home runs. That is un-friggin' believable.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is.
Incredible. Good for Albert. And let's go to the National League.
Hey, what do you got for the wild card big girl?
We're going right there, right now, Eddie. We've got number one, the New York Mets. And our number two, the San Diego Padres, as we were just talking about. And number three, last but not least, the Philadelphia Phillies. Get them, girl. That's what they say.
I hope those Phillies, Patricia, don't choke on that damn that cheesesteak.
You know?
That's what I do. And, you know, I want to take a look at the American League West. Houston Astros, my team. 104 wins, 55 losses. Seattle Mariners clinched the wild card. Can you imagine 20 years waiting to get
somewhere
in a playoff berth?
Oh, yeah.
That's a long time,
yeah.
Patricia.
The Mariners, I've even forgot about them because they just haven't been highlighted. It's been quite some time. Yeah. So, you know, good for the Seattle Mariners. You know, obviously through this whole COVID thing, Seattle was highlighted in more ways than one, we'd like to say. Destruction in our world. But, you know, good for them. Good for them. That's going to be interesting.
But you know some, Patricia? I had a neighbor of mine by the name of King Griffey Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Who was huge with the Seattle Mariners. And he told me, you know, God was very tired when he made Seattle. And so I guess he was. And, you know, Griffey Jr. had a great career, and he played with his father in Seattle as well as Cincinnati. And you know, his real home was in Cincinnati because that's where he grew up with King Griffey Sr. with the Cincinnati Reds. But Seattle Mariners, you know, I wish them the best, but I could care less. They're going to get beat. The Astros are going to sweep them. Boom.
There
done.
You go. I know that's
been fun. You got to
right. I know that's your team, the Stros. But how about the American League East?
Absolutely.
The New York Yankees, 97 wins for the Yankees, 67 losses. They clinched the American League East. And the American League Central was clinched by the Cleveland. I just can't get this. I don't like the sound. Cleveland Guardians.
Oh, horrible.
Right? 90.
Yeah, instead of Indians.
It's terrible.
Believe
yes.
Me.
90 wins and 69 losses. The wild card standings, number one, Toronto Blue Jays. Number two, Seattle Mariners. Number three, the Tampa Bay Rays. Hey, they're in there.
Yeah, that's the ones you better watch. The Tampa Bay is going to sneak up. And you know something? You just you know, in these series, Patricia, like we talked about last week, that you just never know, you know, from a three game to a five game to whatever, they can lose quick. And, you know, it's the best of. And so if you get cold during that series and you don't hit, you don't pitch, you don't do this, the other team can just smack you around and boom, they're on to the next one.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Those Tampa Bay Rays are going to be shining bright.
Hey, guess what's coming up next?
Ooh.
The Jabronis of the Week.
Salute the sports personalities that have royally stunk up the joint.
Ooh, was that you?
Nope. Must have been the dog.
Here's Fast Eddie Mansfield with his Jabronis of the Week.
And we're going to talk about on the Jabronis of the Week about the doctors, Patricia, in every sport that lets players play when they have concussion problems.
Oh, yeah, there's concussion.
That's really sad. You know, they're taking the money and they're letting these our guys, like you and me. How many concussions that you and me have in professional wrestling? God. Let's just talk about that real
quick.
I mean, it's really sad.
Oh, my God. I think I got a couple good ones, especially from the pile driver when I went off to the hospital. That was definitely a concussion.
I think absolutely.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, and I probably had 2, 3 before I went into wrestling. You know, just being in sports. In track running, I fell, you know, boom, hit my head. Fell out of my mom's car, no joke. Hit my head, split the street open, had a crack. My mom kept going, by the way. She didn't know I fell out of the car because I went to go throw a newspaper. But that was my first bad concussion. So let me tell you, concussions are not good because we know it breeds.
No, they're
it
not.
It breeds dementia and Alzheimer's and God knows so many other ailments, by the way. You know, severe headaches, you know, and a lot of these football players are getting those by the dozens.
Well, you know something? You know, about football, I want to talk about wrestling because I guarantee you I've had probably about 22 concussions, you know, from taking chair shots to, just bumps I've taken, you know, off the top rope from cages to everything else to tables. And they will look at me and say, hey, you feel like going in? Well, you know, as an athlete, you're not going to say I'm not going to go
you're
in.
Right.
You know, you're trained to be a winner. And so,
the show must go on.
A lot of doctors, and promoters, they didn't like you not working. And they made you work, whether you were hurt or not. And I've always had a problem with that. And one thing about it, I took so many chair shots, you know, bull rope matches to everything. And I look at all these athletes today, you know, concussion protocol is very, very dangerous because they're paying these doctors to let them go back in. You know, the Dolphins just fired. Well, the NFL fired the doctor for letting Tua go back in.
After he suffered that scary head injury. That was scary.
And you know what, Patricia? We'll be right back with more Mouthing Off right after this.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Melbourne, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off Nation. I'm Patricia Summerland, along with my co-host, Fast Eddie Mansfield. Eddie, let's talk a little NASCAR.
You got Chase, it, baby.
Chase Elliott wins Yellowwood 500 in the Talladega. Woo!
And you know, Chase Elliott won the iconic Talladega to secure his fifth win of the season and punch his ticket to the round of eight.
That's right. Congrats, Chase. Now, let's go to the NFL. Some exciting stuff there happening. The Cowboys' winning formula is Cooper Rush wins third game in a row.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. How about them Cowboys? Dallas beats rival Washington 25-10. Patricia, let's go to your power player of the week.
That's right, Eddie. And I, Patricia Summerland, have my power player of the week. And it is Cooper Rush, of course. He's 4-0. Lots of conversation is being held around the Cowboys fan base. He's my new quarterback. While the others are saying Dak Prescott is still the man, he's not to me. I will say Cooper Rush leads the way. This makes for a good argument. You know, Dak hasn't been focused, Eddie, since his repairs, let's say. He's had a lot of surgeries. You know, his hand, his thumb. And meanwhile, Cooper Rush is very calm and collected. And he's more focused. So, you know, he's my new quarterback and my power play of the week.
You know, with everything, you know, with the Cowboys and everything, he's just been a winner, and he's proved he's a winner.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jetliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along. Cincinnati, and we all got really happy. Grabbed a bowl of that skyline chili along the way. Then we rolled on into Canton, scared the hell out of Marilyn Manson, and the party started happening.
Well, we're back. And let me tell you something, Patricia.
Yes, Eddie.
You know, that chili didn't kill them, but you know something? They're 2-2, and the Dolphins are 3-1. And Tua was carted off the field. Number one, he shouldn't have been playing. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about the you know, concussions later on. But I can tell you one thing: the Joe Burrow and the Bengals and that Cincinnati chili. I don't know what the Cincinnati chili did for them, but I can guarantee you one thing: they beat the Dolphins. You know, like they should have been beat, because they're putting a guy in that has a concussion and shouldn't be playing. And you know that as well as me, Patricia.
That's right. He took a hard hit. He shouldn't have been on the field at all. And, you know, that was sad for Tua and sad for the Dolphins in that, you know, that gives the Cincinnati Bengals an upper hand. But yeah, like I said, it was probably that wonderful cinnamon they put in that Cincinnati chili. Ooh, yeah. Well, the NFL is looking into the concussion protocols, as we're going to talk about more, and the protection for the players, which, Eddie, you and I didn't have at all for our concussions in wrestling. So I think they really need to think about that and get some better insurance. I don't know, safety in the helmets, most definitely, somehow, some way that these concussions stop happening, because they take the hardest head hits in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, Patricia, that I did a big interview with Fran Tarkenton a few years ago, and I asked him this question: is a football helmet a lethal weapon? And he said it was. And you know something? Tua was carried off the field, and the Bengals beat the Dolphins 27-15. You're going to jeopardize a guy's lasting career as a human being with his family because you want to win a game. That's where I'm having a problem. I know my dear friend Daryl Talley, he's had tremendous problems with concussions. And I am, you know, he played 4 years, 14 years with the Buffalo Bills, number 56. And he's one of the greatest linebackers in the history of football. And I feel so bad for Daryl now, because he's having so much trauma from the concussions, Patricia, that he took. And now, what are they going to do? What are they going to give you? You know, he went bankrupt. And now, all of a sudden, you're going to give him a little bit of stipends after he did all that for you and made you millions of dollars? You know, that's where I'm having problems, and I always have, Patricia, and you know that with me, that I'm always about, we needed, in pro wrestling, we needed SAG. We needed to protect ourselves where we had hospitalization. We had somewhere to go when we couldn't even think after all these concussions that they put us through. And that's where I'm talking about today. I'm talking about from my heart, and I love players, and I love pro wrestling, and I love pro wrestling more than anything in the world except baseball. And I want to say this: pro wrestling, you're a billion-dollar industry. Exactly when I stood up for it, it was a billion-dollar industry. You need to take care of the guys that are making you the $1 billion each. Well, from Fox to NBC to everywhere, you know, and that's where I stand, and that's what I believe in, Patricia.
Right, and I agree with you that on that, Eddie. You know, GLOW was, we were very fortunate. We did have SAG. We had the best, as we say, for the pro football sports injury, which, you know, that still doesn't take away from the sport itself. And people say, well, you get into the sport, that's your fault, because you know you're in that sport. You're taking the bumps. You're taking the head to the turnbuckle. You're bouncing off the ropes. You're doing body splashes. You're doing double arm drags. This is what you chose to do. A same thing, you know, with the NFL. This is a sport that is known for head injuries. It's just a given, Eddie. Unfortunately, as much as we'd like to say we can prevent these injuries, it's not feasible. Unless you're not going to have a good show, you're going to put on half a game. It's not going to look
well.
Like,
let me
a
tell you
sport,
something, Patricia.
Right?
The only difference.
You can't have,
the only difference
impact,
is
safety.
Yeah, the only difference is when I stood up against the wrestling profession, I said this: I want you to compare Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL. To the way they treat their players, their pro athletes.
Oh, absolutely.
And the way professional wrestling treats their pro athletes. And all I wanted to do was get us some SAG and things that will take care of us as we get older in life, mm-hmm. and during all these trauma events. You know something? There's been 350 guys died since I did 2020. Oh, and I'm not ashamed of it. And, you know, they screwed me with 2020. But that's okay. John Stossel, I told you the truth on Vice. And I can guarantee you one thing. It was all about you getting money from Vince McMahon. And I have never had a trouble with Vince McMahon in my whole life. But I can tell you one thing. Vince McMahon needs to step up and with a multi-billion dollar industry, maybe Hunter and Stephanie will step up as well as A&E to cover the guys with SAG and where they have something to fall back on. Because after your wrestling career or after your other careers,
yeah,
they have nothing to fall back on.
Right.
But yeah, a hope and a prayer.
You're broken, yeah. You know, and you have fatal
injuries.
No, they
break you down. They break you. They break you. And they put you on opioids. And they make you take drugs. They take you to where you don't need to be. Instead of taking care of you like a normal professional athletic profession does. Professional wrestling has never taken care of the guys. And I don't give a rat's butt if you like it or not. It's the damn truth.
And there you go. You heard it from Mr. Eddie Mansfield. And you know what, Mouthing Off Nation? We will be right back.
All over the world.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
This report is brought to you by T-Mobile. For years, the wireless industry has made switching providers way too hard, keeping customers locked in. 65% say it's a hassle to switch, which can take hours. We don't have time for that. T-Mobile is taking the pain out of switching. Introducing Easy Switch in the T-Mobile app. Now anyone can switch to T-Mobile in just minutes from the comfort of their couch. You can keep your phone and your phone number, save hundreds, and get the best 5G network. Simply download the T-Mobile app and switch to T-Mobile with an unlocked eSIM-capable phone. T-Mobile is also taking the risk out of switching networks with Network Pass. You'll get 3 months completely free to experience T-Mobile's network in all the places that matter, where you live, work, vacation, and everywhere else. These bold moves are made possible by T-Mobile's nationwide 5G network, the largest, fastest, and most reliable in the U.S. Where can viewers go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com or download the T-Mobile app.
Now then, all over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off, heard all over the world. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield, along with my co-host, Patricia Sumlin, the sunny, the California girl. She's the best in the West. Buffalo Bills versus Baltimore Ravens. What do you think, Patricia?
That's going to be a good one right there. Buffalo Bills, you know, hey, Mahomes, right? Josh Allen outduels Lamar Jackson.
Absolutely. You know, the Bills were down 20-3 and made a fighting comeback to win on a field with time running out. The final score was 23-20.
Wow. That I would say. that was good. Harbaugh going for the first down on the fourth down in the fourth quarter instead of kicking a field goal cost him the game.
Absolutely it did, Patricia. You know something? You know, they instead of, you know, playing it safe, he tried to score on a fourth down in the fourth quarter, and Jackson threw an interception. And you know something? The Ravens didn't even score the whole second half. What does that tell you?
The Ravens need to fly away.
It's been fun to get a run.
Exactly. Start flapping those wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the fourth quarter, yeah, that was not so good for Harbaugh. Yep. I got to say, how about those Tennessee Titans, though?
Oh,
they
man.
They beat the Colts, which isn't saying a lot. The Colts, 24-17.
Yeah, right.
You know.
But, you know, the Titans own the Colts. You know, they got their number, and they have beat them the last five times they met. Can you believe that?
That's embarrassing. Not once, not twice, not three times.
Oh, absolutely.
Five times.
I mean, hey, it's the left hand. They got all five of them. And you know what's really cool? I want you to tell everybody in the whole world, you're fixing to let the Jets Nation know what they did. It's unbelievable. Tell them, sexy.
I know, right? New York Jets beat the Pittsburgh Steelers with the last second touchdown on the goal line.
Absolutely.
Jet fans are in heaven. Woohoo! Jets won 24, Steelers 20. So you know what that means, Eddie? That's pretty bad.
What's that?
You know where we're going. We're going to All Busted Up.
Okay, you got it.
All Busted Up.
Arizona Cardinals, J.J. Watt, Patricia. And I want every fan of Mouthing Off to listen to this. J.J. Watt plays after a heart procedure. He leads Cardinals to win over the Panthers. Watt went into the hospital for an irregular heartbeat, better known as AFib, and has his heart shocked back into sinus rhythm. AFib can lead to blood clots, strokes, and so what's up for J.J.?
Right,
Patricia,
right. Oh,
what
yeah.
Do you think?
Well, there's a lot for J.J. Watts. You know, AFib, yeah, it's pretty bad, but you know, he went and still played. But that atrial chamber, you know, it beats fast. It's an abnormal heart rhythm for most people who don't know what AFib is. It's a pretty scary thing.
Absolutely.
Very scary, and it causes
yeah, it
dizziness. You lose your strength. You get weak. You can pass out. You know. So, wow. I mean, hey, J.J. Watts, what a hero. Right, Eddie? I mean, you of all people.
But you know something? You've
been through
I have
it.
A lot of respect Yeah, I have a lot of respect for JJ, and I know that he's one of the best there ever been in the NFL. And I can tell you one thing. I know what's coming up for JJ Watt, and you know, I appreciate his wife standing by him, by his side throughout, you know, the shock treatment and everything. And JJ showing up as a true professional, no matter what. AFib causes a lot of blood clots and strokes. And I really worry about what's up for JJ Watts. He's such a great guy and great in the community. He raised over $200-300 million for Houston when he played with the Texans, you know, when they had the big hurricane. And he's such a guy that is really needed in the community. And I worry about him physically, because what happens is you go on digoxin as an AFib guy, and then you go on a blood clot, you know.
Yeah, blood thinners. Yeah.
Yeah, blood thinners. Yeah. And, you know, you can't play football with blood thinners. And, you know, I look at this and say, oh, my God. You know, here's one of the greatest guys that walks the earth and that gives back to everybody.
Yes.
And my hope and prayers are for him. And you know something? You can't go in and get a Balasian surgery and all this other stuff, because, you know, what meat don't beat, and that's dead meat. They go in and shock, and hope that they can cure that. Well, they can't cure that yet. And so you're looking at you know, digoxin and blood thinners. And what's going to happen to J.J. Watt, Patricia, if he has to take blood thinners? Because,
well, that's not
let
be
me
good.
Tell you something.
Yeah, no.
When you get a shot to the head with blood thinners,
that's it. You've got a brain hemorrhage.
You.
Well, you've got a brain hemorrhage, Eddie.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, I think with this AFib, we all have it. Most athletes have AFib. It's not unusual, by the way. In this world, doctors say AFib is a total, it's okay thing, but also it's also money grab, because they get you on these blood thinners, which leads to other situations, you know, as it does. And they get you on some other pills for your heart, and then it leads to another and another. And I sure hope that doesn't happen to JJ. I mean, he's proven himself that he got back in the game and went for it. And I hope they can figure out an alternative, because we certainly don't want to lose J.J. Watts. He's a good player for Arizona Cardinals.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And, you know, Patricia, when you're talking, you know, from your heart like you are, I look at this, and I know from experience about AFib, and, you know, a lot of former pro athletes have this, because – we drive ourselves to be the best, and the muscles around the heart, they have a memory. It's like muscles when you lift weights. That's they right. have the same memory. And when things are not going right, all of a sudden, bam, they click out. And that's what I worry about JJ. That this may kill his career, because of, you know, he's got to take digoxin and he's got to take a blood thinner, and a blood thinner will not work. You know, you can talk about Teddy Bruschi. I remember when Teddy Bruschi with the New England Patriots had a stroke. He came back. And that wasn't the smartest thing to do after a stroke, but he did, you know, just to prove that he was what he was. And, you know, I love J.J. Watts. I know J.J. Watts, and I know what he's done for the community in Texas, and I know what he's doing in the community in Phoenix. All I got to say is, you know, my prayers are for him, Patricia.
Absolutely. I really do. And his family, we are praying because he's a great player for the Arizona Cardinals. And, you know, like I said, he's a hero, whichever which way. And let's see what happens there, Eddie.
Absolutely.
How about
let's cross our fingers.
That's it. Well, yes, we're praying and crossing our fingers indeed.
Hey, yeah. Let me tell you something. What about them Chiefs beat the Bucks 41-31 in Tampa? Brady, Mr. Pretty Boy, had no excuse because he had all his players healthy.
That's right, Eddie. But you know what? Him, the wonderful Tom Brady, the star, the MVP, the wonderful man that he is, I honestly, it's sad that he's playing because I'm saying that he's not going to take the Bucks to the playoffs because he himself is distracted because of his family life. He is not the same, if you notice, in these games. So it is himself, Mr. Tom Brady. All the all the eyes are on him because this is it for him. This is his final hurrah. But you know what? How terrible it'll be. Because I guarantee he's not going to take
it. It's going to be bad. It really is.
Yep.
And so, you know, Patricia.
And his wife is going to say, honey, I told you so. You should have listened to me. You always listen to your wife, men who are listening on this sports show. Listen to your wife. You'll be a winner. I'm just saying, you know. Yeah.
No. That's not a joke. That's love coming from you, Patricia. To try to tell people good advice that says, okay, you know something, Patricia? Patrick Mahomes is the quickest quarterback in NFL history to pass for 20,000 yards. Okay, that's great. And he did what he needed to do. He showed that he was better than Brady the other night from 41-31. Because Brady had no excuses. He had everybody there.
Exactly.
That can make things happen. And you know something? I believe this between you and me and offense bowls is that Todd Bowles is not the right head coach for Tampa Bay. They should have left the other head coach in that went to the front office. That could let him do what he needed to do. So far, he's not able to do what Tom Brady needs to do. And so I'm agreement with you.
That's
on
right.
100 different ways that Tom Brady is going to go out as a badass goat instead of the goat if he's not careful.
That's right, Eddie. And you know, the Bucks look just really bad. And the Chiefs and Mahomes look really, really good. You know, I got to say, Patrick Mahomes showed up and said,
Absolutely. This
is the way it is. I like Patrick Mahomes and good for him. And guess what, Eddie? We'll be right back with more Mouthing Off.
Mouthing Off all around the world.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water.
Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
All over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off Nation. Over 200 million strong. I'm Fast Eddie Mansfield with my co-host, the most beautiful person in radio. She has a face for television, I keep telling you people. And you know something, Patricia? I want you to let everybody know where to vote for you, the over 40.
Thank you. I sure will.
Because you're the prettiest girl there is in the world.
Why, thank you, Eddie. I appreciate that. But everybody who's listening, just go to Fab 40. It'll be all over my social media as Patricia Summerland on Facebook and also Instagram, Patricia Summerland. It'll hit Monday morning and there'll be a link. It's an easy link. You just hit that link and go in and vote all the way until November. You can vote every day. I would so appreciate it if you would. Thank you so much for all you wonderful listeners, and I really hope that you enjoyed our show today. We had a lot of good things to talk about, Eddie, didn't we? A lot going
Absolutely.
On.
And, hey, you know, what are your thoughts on the concussion protocol and J.J. Watt's?
Well, you know, the concussion protocol, I think, needs to be changed. I don't know what they can do as far as the helmet safety, adding more cushion, you know, for the pushing, as they say, up in the helmet area to stop the severity of concussions. And as far as J.J. Watt's, I'm saying prayers that they don't put him on, you know, certain blood thinners and things like
right.
that so
he
can
where
continue.
He can't play.
Yeah, well, they can shock his heart where it's back to normal, at least for a while. You know, he's still young. He's still got a lot of potential to play the game well. And as he proved, he did after the incident. So, you know, my hat's off to J.J. Watt's and prayers, most definitely to him and his family.
Well, I can tell you what, Patricia, I'm really one of the guys about concussion protocols, and we're going to do what we need to do. And also, I'd like to thank and congratulate Albert Pujols for hitting his 703rd home run, his career home run, and Aaron Judd for Roger Maris. And it's yours, Patricia.
That's right. And we'd certainly like to thank the Mouthing Off Nation. We are going to sign off with lots of kisses to all of you. Thank you for listening.